I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. It's my first time doing this, so bear with me. Actually, it's my second time. My first time was last week. I was born in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I guess to start out, it's what happened, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. What it was like. My parents probably split up when I was around 8 or 9, and my mom was raising us kids alone. I guess there was 5 of us, and at that point, and she was working a lot, and I had to, kind of look after my younger brothers, Well, actually, I didn't do much of that. I was more looking after myself. I was pretty much self-centered and self-absorbed, and I was running free and wild in the streets at an early age, probably from 10 to about 13. And that's about when, I guess, my alcoholism and stuff started. Then I went to a military academy. My grandparents offered me to go to school down here in Florida, and so that was, I guess, meant to keep me straightened up a little bit, but I guess it didn't work so well because I just continued on my drinking and erratic behavior, and so that continued on for a number of years, through my high school years. Freshman to senior, I was out, drinking every weekend. During the week, I was there. It was a boarding school, so I was there and pretty much locked down. But I found a way to get into trouble even then. But on the weekends, it was, all bets were off. I was out running around drinking and getting crazy. And so that just escalated after I got out of high school. I became what you would call a weekend warrior, I guess. I was partying every weekend, and then that escalated into, sometimes during the week, and I'd be missing a lot of work, and getting into more erratic behaviors and doing some crazy stuff, getting into trouble, not much with the law, but just, doing bad things to people, treating my family badly and making them feel, really, kind of bad about a lot of stuff I was doing, and mostly, fearing for my safety because I was just always so out of it all the time. That's what it was like for a long time. I've been in and out of AA, for probably, 10 years, 15 years, and I never got past the third step. And so, I don't know why, but this time around, I got an inkling to stick with the program and just try it out. I'd never had really given it a real try in the past. And so I don't know what it was, but, I do know what it was. I was about to lose my job, which was a pretty good one that I have now, and I've had for longer than any other job I've ever had. And I was about to lose that, and so that prompted me to come in. And then I came to this meeting. This is the first meeting I came to this last time around. And a couple of guys, they kind of got around me, and they were, shaking my hand and giving me their numbers. And you're an enthusiastic bunch, I got to say. And that kind of made me feel, maybe I could, give this a good go with you guys. So I stuck around and started doing stuff that I hadn't done in the past. Going to a lot of meetings, got a sponsor, call that sponsor every day, started working the steps. I've been praying for probably 10, 15 years on my own, but really not, knowing to who or why or what, and I just kind of not very good prayer. But now it's a lot more heartfelt, and I have a better direction, a better understanding of God. You know, in the past, I really didn't have that great understanding. So I started doing all those things, and little by little, you know, things started getting better for me. I'm feeling better about myself. I got past the third step. I did my fourth step, my fifth step, my sixth step, seventh step. I'm on my eighth step now, which is historic for me because in the past I never got past three. And it's a big difference in my life, you know, compared to the past when I didn't get past three. I was always on edge. There was always tension. There was always a doubt in my mind that I was going to be able to stay on and do this. But now I feel a lot better. I feel like, you know, I can go the distance now. And it's big for me, you know. It's really big. And so I guess I got to the end pretty quick there. But let's see, let's backtrack a little bit. Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I can remember, as an adult, I saw a picture of my brother and I. We were in Pee Wee football together before, you know, I even became, you know, alcoholic. And, you know, we always had a rivalry going, like, you know, I weigh more than you, I'm taller than you, and I'm stronger than you. And it was funny, I was looking at a picture of he and I standing next to each other in our football uniforms, Pee Wee football, and he was clearly 4 inches taller than I was. And I was always convinced in my own mind that I was taller than him. I don't know if I was always standing on a hill or tippy-toeing or what, but, you know, it told me that early on that I had denial deep-seated in me. I was looking at him saying, yep, I'm a denier. So, you know, I that was one thing that really struck me, you know. And over the years, I guess, coming in and out, the evidence started mounting. You know, I did all these steps, and the first one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol. I guess, you know, after countless experimentations with different kinds of liquor, drinking at different times, different places, different states, you know, it just all came to the end result of, you know, everything just going downhill and quickly. And the further on in my alcoholism I got, the quicker it went downhill. And when I was going to AA, things went uphill quickly. I mean, they started getting better quickly. And so things are pretty good today. I mean, I'm sober. I have a job. I feel good. You know, I'm not killing myself anymore. I drank to the point where, you know, I was doing some damage to my my innards. I mean, I could feel my kidneys and livers firing off and stuff, you know, and weird aches and pains. Of course, that comes with age, but, you know, I know that some of the stuff was brought on by this drinking and you know, and I smoke a pack of cigarettes with a, you know, in that night. I usually only smoke about 5 cigarettes in a day, but you know, drinking, I'd just smoke them like a chimney, and it's like, you know, just destroying my health. You know, I'd just like to get back to the steps, because I'm kind of excited about these steps, because I've never really done them correctly, and, you know, I would just want to go to step two, came to believe a power greater than ourselves to restore us to sanity. Well, I knew that because I saw you people, and you used to be where I was, and now you're not. And you're smiling, you're happy, you look good, you sound good. So I could believe that, you know. I mean, my understanding of a higher power or a power greater than myself was a little sketchy. So, but I believe that you guys believe, that's for sure. I made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. I didn't understand Him that well, but I made a decision to you know, to turn my will and life over to Him, you know, as I understood them, which it wasn't very well, but I did anyways. I just did it. A lot of stuff that I'm doing with the steps and here is just like automatic. You know, a lot of times I'd automatically just go out drinking, like, you know, I must obey, I will drink, you know. But and now I just do the same thing with the steps. I'm like, I will do that step, you know. So it's like, you know, even though I don't really understand it, I just go ahead and do it. And so made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. That was like, you know, a monumental thing for me. I just couldn't, you know, fathom doing that ever. And that's why I never did until I did. I mean, I went ahead and did it. And, you know, it wasn't that bad. And I did 5 and 6 and 7 together. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it all was, you know. I thought it was going to be just horrendous. You know, I didn't see how I could do it. I didn't know I could muster the courage or the strength. And I prayed on it a lot. I had about a week to think about it. And my sponsor gave me a 50-50 chance of surviving it, he said. But I did it, and it worked out for me, and I feel a lot better. I had a lot less tension, and I just feel better about, you know, my whole outlook on everything. So that's about it. I just want to thank you all for being here and helping me out. And thank you.